Welcome back to another episode of Runewalking in Modern Times. I'm Ken Edwards, your host, podcaster, author, runewalker, and shaman of the Northern Tradition. I know the beginning of this year has been a little random with the posting of the podcast, but now that we're into February, I think we're going to be able to find a really nice groove to this. So, I'm going to be every other week producing this podcast, and on the off weeks, we'll be doing Psychic Medium, the podcast, with my friend Kelly Clare. So it's been a year since we've done episodes for that. We were taking a little bit of a break, but we're excited about that. So if you're interested in that, all things kind of Psychic Medium and, kind of personal development, psychic development, intuitive development, all that kind of stuff. Check that podcast out, available on Spotify and quite a few other places. So, I about went. I don't know how that sounds. So, let's do this. The reason I'm recording right now is because I bumped up my recording time due to a client not showing up to their appointment. So I'm not prepared with a set of runes or anything, but sometimes you don't need a set of runes. You can use an example of this is going to be rune staves. So rune staves are wooden pieces that have a rune carved into them. So I would have 33 of them, and I would hold them up, and I would drop them, and I would look and see what rune shapes appeared in it, and also then which runes made those rune shapes. So if you don't have a set of runes, or you forgot your set of runes, you can always pick up anywhere from 9 to 33 twigs or branches, just making sure they're kind of the same size, and drop them and see which rune shapes show up. So I have 33 thick pens, paper mate, whatever, whoever, it doesn't matter, they're a combination. I have 33 of them. So you can hold them up and then drop them and see what kind of shape or rune shapes pop up or are made by the different individual pens. So as they fall together. That's a really easy, simple way to read and you don't have maybe your tools and you feel like you need a tool or you need that tool. We're going to read, and I'll show you how that works. But I would like to read first. From the book. Which rune should we, or where should we read? What should we read? Okay, what does page 45 come to me? 45. Okay, 45 is actually, I'll read to you page 45. It's from the rune here, which is death and burial of the dead, decomposition, disassembly, slow passage of time, also connected to Hela. 45, oh, my bad. 45 is the poem, one of the two poems from that. Ooh. I'm pretty sure this will be heavily applicable to my life, especially as if you pay attention to all of the other astrological or cosmological things happening and have trust and faith in that. Today, when I'm recording this, February 12th, We move into rapid movement time. Things are just gonna that aren't gonna work are just gonna kind of fall off and fall away. So, and you'll be, I will be really stepping into and doing what I want to do. In fact, I'll tell you one thing that happened last night or this morning. One of the two. Kind of getting ready for the week, and I thought to myself, oh man, I just, it was last night. I really don't want to do my day job anymore. Day job, quote unquote day job. I want to do a lot less, and I want to teach and do retreats and finish the other book and all of that, other books. And that's what I want to do. So be careful what you wish for, because my first client, whether they forgot or chose not to or whatever, I'm not saying I made that happen, but I'm saying it's 99.9% possible. So, yeah, anyway, here we go. The second poem for the rune here. Death is not vindictive. It just is. You must pay the price for life. Pain is not the price. Death is the price. Allowing your account to go into collections or filing bankruptcy are not options. The price for life. Death is the price. Dun dun dun! So, maybe what we'll ask for today, because we're going to drop all these 33 pins, and then I'll show you a picture, and we'll look at and play with this idea of why 45 came to my brain, why the rune of the grave, why your why the price for life is death. So maybe what we'll ask for is just, I mean, not that that's not completely mic dropping moment anyway, but maybe give us a little bit more wisdom from the runes on how we can step up to the counter, fork out the money, and make this happen. Okay, closest to me, and I'll show you. The first one that kind of popped out at me was Hagalaz. So the image I got with Hagalaz was that of Hela is there to help take care of and help, to care for the dead, right? And part of the wisdom of this rune and Hela is that you can't do things for people, you can't fix things for people. Sometimes all you can do is witness and be there. In fact, I was in a class last night that talked about how sacred it is, or the the role, the sacred role of the witness. So, interesting. Okay, so that was Haggalah's. Oh, I see Rido. Which pen can I pick up? I see Rido in this, which is movement forward, spiritual ascent. Lagu's actually right here as well. And it's actually made of two blue pens, or like kind of turquoise pens. So Lagu's being the rune of water, the rune of flow. Interesting. So let's go. We're going to start with Haggalah's. The funny thing about Haggalah's is I believe when I wrote the poem I included was maybe not necessarily what we talked about. But Haggalah's, themes and stories, hail, ancestors, indirect path, shit happens, also hella. So the poem is, weather forecast calls for rain, sun, hail. Always looking for the next storm. Are you prepared? Sometimes shit happens and you step in it, not because you deserved it, just because. Are you choosing to stick your tongue to the flagpole during a lightning storm? So also part of Haggalah's that shows up here. Are you choosing to stick your tongue to the flagpole during a lightning storm? So how much are we choosing to hold on to the payment, to the old life, to the old things that we're doing? And the fact that doing that, it only causes us to be a lightning rod for more pain, right? So the longer we hold on, the more risk we put ourselves at, or the more, I don't know if it's sadism or masochism. I'd have to look it up. You'll know which one I'm talking about. Self-inflicted. So, let's move to Rido. Not Rido's on page 69. I don't know if you've ever... This is interesting. I don't know if you've ever gone to bingo. Random story, but this also, it was recently my mom's birthday and my grandmother's. And one of the things that we would do is we would go play bingo. And at the Elks Lodge or at the Catholic Church. And I just remember, even as a kid, we'd go onto the Army Depot and play. Young. In fact, the cards were not the daub cards where you mark them with a colored marker. They were actually the ones that had little slide windows. And so, anytime the caller would call 069, especially at the Catholic Church, it cracked me up because everybody would hoot and holler, and even the caller would be like, oh 69, and it was like the most random, like sexually charged, and then everyone would hoot and holler, and it was just, I don't know. It's a memory that popped up just now from being on page 69. But I don't know. Anyway, I wanted to share that memory because it came up. So don't forget that some of the profane started out as very sacred. Okay, righto. Shamanic journeys, travel, spiritual movement, Sleipnir, which is Odin's eight-legged horse. The poem. I'm sure eight legs sounds like a thundering stampede set out across the sky, set out across the across. to nine worlds, captivated by the first and last breath of the tree. In and exhale. Rhyme unknown, reason unknown. Rhythm assured. Eight hooves pound out the first and last breath taken for a ride. So, I've always thought it was kind of interesting that what came out of me in talking about Rido had to do with breath and the tree and the tree breathing. So, Yggdrasil or Yggdrasil being the thing that holds all the worlds together and being the thing that allows traversing between them. If you travel that route, and the fact that, like a tree, sap moves, throughout it, and the idea right now that if that sap doesn't move, the nutrients don't move through the tree, and there's no growth. So, righto. Loggers 191. Loggers was the last one. So, flow, water, or energy work? Body, flow. Container, contained. Shifting through the cracks, crevices, valleys of bodies celestial, terrestrial. Movement, constant, damned, not forever. I step into the stream to catch a thread, never the same moment twice. That's super fascinating because the image I got out of that was the concept that we can and we have the ability to be focused on recapturing the past, recapturing moments where we felt safe, recapturing moments where we had money, recapturing moments where, and going back to these moments to try and pull from them and figure out the recipe, everything that was working or everything that was playing in common, that then allowed us to feel safe, to feel loved, to feel all of those things. And we go back. But you can never have that same moment twice. Well, that was a lot for me. I hope that was good for me. I hope it was good for you. If you're in and around the Northern Utah area, this week, the week of Valentine's Day, actually on Friday the 16th, I'll be doing a class at the Conjuring Tree. It's a workshop. We're working and talking through and talking about, hopefully helping people figure out for themselves, what their ethics and morals are around divination. And, which is, yes, we call it this class, it's for divination, but listen, this is about figuring out how you want to live your life. This is, where is your center point that you're going to live life from? And then I'm actually taking a little trip to Massachusetts to do some shamanic work. And after I get back, I think the first thing is I'm doing that same class at Grounded Power on the 28th of February, which is in Twilla. And then on that next Saturday, I'll be doing readings at Grounded Power and Twilla. Well, I'm also doing in-person readings on the 24th, I believe. It's a Saturday at the Conjuring Tree in West Jordan. So if you're looking to get a reading, you can do that. If you're not in town and not in here, not close, you can always email me through my website and we can set up a time to do a reading. What else? Next week, Psychic Me in the podcast comes back. So if that interests you, hit that up. And as always, if you didn't get your copy and you're interested in one, which it doesn't have the sticker, I just did that so I would know which copy was mine. You can always find that on Amazon, or you can go to my website, runewalker.com, and find a link to purchase your own, which will be printed especially for you and shipped out. I think that's it. Thanks for hanging out with me a little bit today, and I leave you, as always, with this blessing from me to you. May your weird be filled with help, wealth, strength, and virility.